What's up with women and money? How to do all the financial stuff you've been avoiding. Written and read by Allison Kosick.
For Sydney and Ethan, my inspiration. For Tony, thank you for encouraging me to keep going and believing in me every step of the way. Forward by Emma Greed. As a child, I watched my mother sit at our kitchen table on a weekly basis. Pen in hand, she would painstakingly plan our family finances. She would research interest rates and read aloud from the newspapers about what was happening with inflation. My three sisters and I were marched into fruitless meetings at the bank. Apparently, bad news is better in person. And taught in no uncertain terms to never live or borrow beyond our means. At the time, I thought our mother did this because my father was no longer living with us because we were broke and because she needed to plan every penny in and penny out meticulously. While all this was true, what I didn't realize is that I was receiving a masterclass in financial management, a capability I would take into my teens and onwards as a mother of four and the serial founder and entrepreneur that I am today. I learned early that my financial circumstances were mine to manage, that I couldn't hide from that which I had a hard time understanding, and that nobody was coming to save me. My finances, no matter how little I had, were mine to manage, and manage I would. Today, the conversation about money is more important than ever, and it's one that women need to be at the forefront of. Yet, for many women, money has often been a topic shrouded in mystery, misunderstanding, and oftentimes, fear. It's a reality that has deep roots in history, culture, and societal norms, forces that have long kept women on the sidelines of financial decision-making, both in their personal lives and in the broader economic landscape. The book you're listening to, What's Up with Women and Money, is more than just a guide to financial literacy. It's a call to arms, a manifesto for female empowerment, and a roadmap for women to take control of their financial futures. For centuries, money has been a source of power, freedom, and opportunity, yet women have often been denied full access to these benefits. Historically, financial systems were designed by men and for men, leaving women with limited access to education, resources, and opportunities. Even today, despite significant strides toward gender equality, women still face unique financial challenges that their male counterparts do not. The gender pay gap, which remains stubbornly persistent, means that women often have to work harder and longer to achieve the same financial goals. Furthermore, women are more likely to take time out of the workforce for caregiving responsibilities, which can negatively impact their long-term earning potential and retirement savings. But the issue goes beyond mere statistics. There's a cultural aspect to women's relationship with money that is equally important to address. Many women have been socialized to think of money as something that's not their domain, as something complex or intimidating. This cultural conditioning can lead to a lack of confidence when it comes to managing finances, making investment decisions, or negotiating salaries. However, financial literacy is not just about understanding numbers. It's about understanding the power dynamics that money represents and how those dynamics can be shifted to empower women. This is where the true value of What's Up with Women and Money lies. This book is not just about teaching you the mechanics of budgeting, saving, and investing, though it does that exceptionally well. It's about fundamentally changing the way women think about money and, by extension, about their own power and potential. Financial literacy at its core is about freedom. It's the freedom to make choices that align with your values, to take risks when the reward is worth it, and to say no to situations that don't serve your best interests. It's about the freedom to leave a job that's unfulfilling, to start a business, to support a cause you believe in, or to simply live life on your own terms. But this kind of freedom doesn't come without knowledge and preparation. It requires a deep understanding of how money works, how to make it work for you, and how to protect and grow it over time. This book provides that understanding, laying out a clear step-by-step path to financial mastery. However, the